Okay, listen. What happened in that code yesterday is not okay. I know you've already been reamed out by the doctors and senior resident, but you need to hear it from a nurse as well. We can't have you dropping the ball like that in a code. I know it's scary, but you need to be able to take a deep breath and act if you're going to make it through this residency. Oh, don't look like such a wounded puppy. It happens, and now you learn from it. Here. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm teaching you how to put on the EKG leads. Here. Oh, come on. Don't look so shocked. You're a doctor. I know it's shocking to know I have a body under those scrubs, but you've seen people in way less than the bra and panties. Come on. For Pete's sake, I know you know where they go. This isn't a medical school exam. You need practical experience with putting them on, so when it comes time to act in an emergency situation, you can grab the leads and just go. Now here, put on the pulse ox too. Stop being such a smartass and just put the damned thing on my finger. Go on then, put the leads on. Up, up, up. White, right, smoke over fire. Oh, Bambi. White over right subclavian. Smoke or black over left subclavian. Red, fire on... There you go. Good job. You're going to read my strips, too. Don't you dare finish that sentence. Just because nurses read the strips doesn't mean it exempts you from being able to do it, too. Okay. Apology accepted, Bambi. Now let it run for a bit. How are you feeling? Yeah. Not too down and out over everything, I hope. It happens to everyone. Every single person that works in this unit has had their deer in the headlights moment. I know. But that one time isn't going to dictate whether or not you'll be a good doctor. I mean, triage might not be for you, but regardless, you'll get past this. And it really is true that practice makes perfect, hence all of this. Well, like I said, we've all gone through what you went through, including me. Don't worry, you will. Though, I'm sure it's shocking as hell to know you can't use your charm to get away with everything. Oh, God, come on. You and I both know you've gotten out of a lot thanks to your smile and that way you have with words. I've seen how the other nurses and interns give you slack because of it. Of course I don't. I don't want to work with a doctor that can't place EKG leads during a code. Hey, I'm just being honest. I want you to be a great doctor, and how I feel about your smile isn't getting in the way of me helping that happen. Jeez. I didn't say that. I don't feel any kind of way about your smile. No, I don't think that I'm tachycardic. No, it must be the pulse ox. Let's switch the finger. Well, no, the leads. No, you don't need to reassess. Yeah, of course. A good doctor would definitely listen to heart sounds. fine, honest. I'm fine. Am I to Kipnik? Those are some really good assessment skills, Bambi. Good job. It's a bit cold in here. I think that might be. Your hands are really warm. We shouldn't. We can't. No way. I don't want you to stop, but someone's excited. You like me stroking your cock, don't you? Well, doctor, there's quite a bit of swelling in the area, and it also feels hot to the touch. I think the traditional remedy would be best for this kind of acute reaction. What remedy? For you to fuck me right here, right now. I think that might make you feel better. Hospital, but everyone has keys. Hold on. Good, we're good. Oh, fuck. Oh, shut up. Thank you.
If you fucking keep sucking on my nipples like that, I'm gonna. I can't believe these monitors stayed on. Oh my god. Ugh. It's gonna make reading my strips pretty interesting, huh? I'm gonna have this paper stuck to my ass when we hop on this table. Oh god. Of course you still have to read the strips. Are you kidding me? I'm not through with you yet. Yeah. More lessons are most definitely in store.